Coach, you mentioned how relentless Wisconsin was, possession to possession, but also as the game goes along. Felt like, from our vantage point, you delivered the first punch, took a couple, and then delivered the knockout in the third quarter. Just take us through kind of the overall outlook of this game from your seat.
Well, first of all, our fans were incredible. That was an awful lot of fun. So appreciate them coming out. I know it's a little bit cold out. I know parking is probably a challenge with all things going on. So really, really appreciate the support that we have. And we have 77 alumni who are here today with their family and friends. And so that's really, really special. So I think the energy in the building was great. And I thought our young ladies really fed off of that. I agree with you. I thought we came out of the gates and we were really, really good defensively and pretty good offensively, too. You know, I thought we played really well that first quarter, played pretty well the second quarter. You know, you can say all you want. You can't give them threes. They're a team that wants to hunt shots. And then all of a sudden they were 5 for 5 in the third quarter. You know, and then I was like, oh, OK, we got to get going a little bit. So I thought our alertness, our awareness got a whole lot better after that. And then to have that resiliency to come back and to then kind of, like you said, deliver the next punch is really, really important on both ends of the court. I thought we were really, really good defensively later in that third quarter and into the fourth quarter. And then also handling the ball and making good decisions and taking care of it and, you know, trying to attack the rim rather than just settle for early threes, because you could get early threes against it. You know, and I thought we took some of those early and made them, but our players were, at least from a basketball standpoint, trying to be really aware. And sometimes you turn it over doing that too, but we were trying not to just give them opportunities to get back in the game and hit threes again. So I thought overall just a great game from our young ladies, from our fans, and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, you had four players in double figures and two other players very close to double figures. So you know the shooting was going good. You had 40 points in the paint, Coach, and that is certainly not only your post players, but other guards going in and reaching the rim. Great attack.
We did. I thought we had a number of young ladies in fast break scenarios, kind of score it, get some opportunities that way. I thought in some drive scenarios and finish on the other side of the rim, we were trying to be very deliberate to get the ball inside as many times as we could to both Sophie and Fee, and I thought they played really well and made really good decisions with it, you know. And then I thought we selectively shot the ball from the arc and shot it really, really well. So, you know, probably our best shooting game overall, I think, of the entire season. Mm-hmm. And to do it against a Big Ten opponent, you know, is something that's really, really important for us to continue to build upon.
You mentioned Sophie and Fee, and they both, you know, well, Fee now had double figures. Soph had 9. I know you're working and you're busy, but the emotional lift that it feels like Tonga gives you guys, she just plays with this swagger. And today you can tell she gets the ball. If they're not doubling, she's going to work. It's pretty fun to watch.
It is really fun to watch. And I thought on top of her being able to score the ball and make really good things happen for us offensively, I thought this was probably her best defensive performance of the season in terms of helping us in transition defense and then her ball screen defense coverage. And I think she's continuing to understand how hard she has to work for us, because, you know, this is a team, Wisconsin's a team where their post kids get rim run opportunities, layup opportunities against a lot of teams, and they didn't get those against us. And so I thought our post kids, but I also thought our perimeter kids, our transition defense, we had one or two breakdowns that I remember specifically in the game. But, you know, Wisconsin is a team that is one of the most efficient transition offensive teams in the country. They score 1.078 points per possession. That's incredible. And they play fast. And I thought our transition defense was really, really good today.
You had 21 assists, Coach. And you know what? When I always say when you're making baskets, the assist number goes up pretty readily as well. So really unbelievable. 21 assists on 32 made field goals.
Well, I thought we were being pressured in a lot of situations early in the game and even late in the game. And so recognizing and making good decisions was really, really important. I also thought that, you know, late in the game, one of the things that Wisconsin does pretty aggressively is that they try to come out and get ball screens and double them or hard hedge them. And, you know, and we had different people come off of them. I remember the one that Grace came off of, and I think we ended up getting a layup later in the shot clock, you know, from that kind of situation. I just think from an awareness standpoint, standpoint, we're getting better. You know, even when teams know we're being really pointed, we're trying to throw the ball inside and we can't throw it inside, and then we pass it to someone else, and then they drove it, and then they dumped it inside. And so, you know, I think our players are becoming more and more aware of how to be really intentional and also take care of the basketball, because sometimes when you're really intentional and you try to throw it to a certain spot, the other team knows you want to throw it to the certain spot, and they take that away, and then you throw it away. And so I think understanding how to do that is really, really important. So that was an awful lot of fun. You know, I told our players after the game, and this is what I said to Ariel coming off the court. I'm like, as much as it was frustrating that they got going in the third quarter, that was actually really good for us because we play them again. Yes. And now we have to have really, really good awareness of, and I think this will help us have great awareness of understanding, boy, they can light it up, and they can light it up in a hurry. And boy, they did that to us. So I think that was really good. But to see the resilience that our young ladies have was something that was really, really fun to see.
I know there's another road game here coming up at Penn State on Wednesday, but I did a little research here, Coach. It was 3 degrees right now. We put 5,700 in the barn. It will be 25 degrees next Sunday when Purdue is here. I think we can do 7,000. What do you think?
That would be incredible. That would be a lot of fun. Yeah, this is a pretty tough stretch, you know, and again, we talked about, we made the decision to not come back through the night and just to get ourselves recovered, but then it changed how we prep for this game. But in a way, it helps us, I think, for the Penn State trip, because now we have a two-day prep, and so we have one less day on our legs a little bit. So tomorrow's our first Monday in classes. The challenging part, we forget sometimes that these young ladies are student athletes, and five of our first 7 days of classes were on the road.
Yeah.
That's really hard. So tomorrow, we have a number of grad students who have a class in the middle afternoon, and then they have an evening class as well. And so our practice time is different tomorrow. The way we go about doing things has to be a little bit different because of that. So that's going to provide another challenge for us. And then we get back to starting the next morning, whatever day that is, Tuesday, I think it is. And then we go on the road already on Tuesday again. So we're playing against a Penn State team that has the most efficient offensive score in the country in Gracie Merkel. And so, you know, we're going to have to be really locked in on what we have to do. So it should be a good opportunity tonight to celebrate with our alumni, and then it's time to get back to work.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.